Coming. I'm coming. All right.
Oh. Hey, you. Is Rachel with you? Did I forget about a visit or something? No, she isn't here. Why? She told you she was staying here this weekend? Yeah, no, it's just me. She hasn't been back since you two were here for winter break. Maybe there was a mix-up? You try calling her yet? What? Why would she be avoiding you? Did you guys have a fight? Something like that? Alright, what's going on? Hey. Take a deep breath. It's okay. Here, why don't you come inside? It's pouring out there. Here, let me take your jacket. God, you are completely soaked through. Hey, hold on. Look, I understand you want to head back into the city. I'm not about to send you back out into the night in a state like this, okay? And you're shivering and upset and dripping wet. Look, I just popped the kettle on before you arrived. Why don't you come in, have a cup of tea, you can warm up some, and tell me what's going on. Don't worry about getting back. I'll drive you in, okay? Of course I will. I mean, rideshare prices will be through the roof with the rain, and you've already paid for 1-hour-long trip to come out here, so what do you say? Atta girl. Here, come on. Is Earl Grey okay? Alrighty, so... Oh. Do you want to borrow some clothes? No, it's just... I mean, your dress is so soaked, it's nearly... And I can, see... I can see if Rachel has any clothes left in her closet you could borrow. No? Well, here, just... At least let me give you my sweater, then. There we go. Alright, now, why don't you tell me what's going on? Okay, so, she did something bad. What, was it dangerous? Illegal? I promise, nothing you say can shock me. Please, I know all about doing dumb shit when you're young. I mean, Rachel's the product of a one-night stand between two teenage idiots at a rave. But I love her, and I'm her dad. Whatever she's done, I can handle it. Come on, why are you acting so nervous? What did she do? Okay, then who did she do? Your boyfriend? Rachel slept with your boyfriend. No, I'm not shocked. I told you nothing can shock me. It's just... Wow. And she said she was staying with me this whole time when she was really with him? How did you find out about it? Well... Hey, just because she was cagey when you asked to tag along this weekend, that doesn't necessarily mean that... She's done that every time you asked. Well, I suppose I can see why that would arouse suspicion. Especially because you know you're always welcome here. You're sure she's not been, like, at a different friend's or... Here, let me try to call her. Maybe she'll answer if I... Oh. Yeah, I mean, of course I have her location on. She lives in a major city. Yeah, let me check. Alright, here, says she's at this address. Is that your boyfriend's? Okay. Well, I guess that answers that question. Fuck. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to curse, I can't believe they would do that to you. It's horrible. Having two people you trust just hurt you like that? You know you didn't deserve this, right? You're a good person. I mean, you hear all those roommate horror stories from everyone else's kids in college. When I first met you, I just thought, thank God Rachel got a good one. Years later, you're still my favorite of all the friends she's ever brought home. The only one who ever spoke to me like I was a person. Who said thank you and helped with the dishes. Now, well, I won't blame you for never wanting to see her again. Or me, for that matter. Oh, hey, God, no, I didn't mean to make you cry. Yeah, come here. It's okay. No, hey, it is not your fault. No, hey, look at me. Look at me, okay? This is absolutely not your fault, okay? Nothing justifies this. You are a remarkable young woman, and you are worth so much more than that. Well, fuck. Whoa, hey, hold on. What the fuck is happening? No, I know what kissing is. My confusion is more so about why the hell we're doing it. Let's take a breath here, okay? This is inappropriate. I know you're upset, and you're... Well, I'm sorry you haven't had sex in 3 months, but that doesn't mean... No, I'm not telling you how long it's been for me. Because... It doesn't have anything to do with you and me, and... Oh my God, you're unbuttoning the sweater. Will you stop? Just leave it on, please. Because if I have to see your rock-hard fucking nipples poking through that thin, sopping-wet excuse for a sundress, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. It's been 3 months for you. It's been a hell of a lot longer for me. And that's my penis. Oh, fuck. What are you... Please don't stroke it through my... Why are you doing this to me? Because you wanted to. Since your last visit? Oh, fuck. Stop. Yes, I remember what happened over winter break, but I didn't see anything when I walked in on you in the shower. I mean, I swear. It was an accident, and I apologized, and... Please don't come closer. I can't do this. I can't become another person who hurts you. You need a better reason than that? Jesus. Well, I'm nearly 2 decades older than you for a start. Okay, fine. Congratulations, you're a year older than Rachel, so I guess it's a smaller age gap, but that still doesn't mean that you can rub my cock. Of course I'm fucking hard. You're practically wearing a fucking cobweb. You're stroking me. No, no, stop. Fuck. I hate seeing how much you liked it when I grabbed you by the wrist. God damn it. You don't know what you're doing to me. What you're asking for. You have no idea what fucking monster you'll be unleashing if you press against me like that. Fuck it. I didn't ask for this. I never would have. Fuck yeah. Grind against me. Yeah, just like that. Oh, Jesus. If you tell me to stop, I will. But if we're doing this, I'm not reining myself in. If you say you want me to fuck you, I'm going to fucking ravage you. Oh, sweetheart. I love when you say please. You really are the most polite of Rachel's friends. And since you asked so nicely. God damn it. You taste this good everywhere, Like salt and rain and tea and fuck. God, these freezing cold nipples are so hard under my thumb, sweetheart. Are they aching for me? Let me pull this dress down. Look how sensitive they are. You're breaking out in goosebumps as I trace my finger up and down. Can't be comfortable with these nipples pinched so tightly. Let me warm them up for you. Let's arch into it. That's a good girl. Yeah, you like that? Like when I swirl them with my tongue? I can't forget this one. That's my good girl. Fuck. Come here. Get your ass on the table. To walk out of that bathroom knowing that you are on the other side of that shower curtain and knowing what you were doing in there. Yeah, that's right. I knew exactly where that detachable shower head was massaging. Right here. Feels like these panties are soaked through. But I don't think it's from the rain, is it? Why don't I pull them to the side? just to be sure. Oh, look at you. Look at this pretty little pussy. Glistening and clenching for me. You poor thing. Kiss me. God. It took every ounce of self-restraint I had to leave. I wanted to kiss this neck. These breasts. And down your stomach. Right down to... God. I can fucking smell how turned on you are, darling. Oh, what a shudder. Can you feel my breath on you? You have no idea how many times I jerked off to the thought of what you were doing in that shower. But the most perverted thought of all was how badly I wanted to throw back that shower curtain, kneel between your legs, and do this. With my mouth, with my teeth, my tongue. No. I knew you would taste like this, and I knew it would never be enough. That's right. Buck up into me, little girl. Rub my face. Show me just how you like it. Was that a whimper, pretty girl? Oh, yeah. I know, you're so empty, aren't you? No, I'm not putting anything in, sweetheart. Because I want to make you come while you're empty. Are you clenching and throbbing around nothing at all? Just like that orgasm in the shower, right? I'm gonna remind you how it feels to be pulsing and aching with nothing to clamp down on and to pull deeper. Only then will I show you how good it can fucking be. And I'll show you what it feels like to come on my cock. How much better it is to come when you're filled up by me? Huh? Yeah. She likes that idea. Good girl. That's a good girl. You like that? Come on. If you want it, you gotta fucking prove it to me. Come on. Now show me how you came in the shower. Come on. Oh, fucking come for me. That's it. Yeah, come right here on this fucking table. Be a good girl. Come for me. There you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come for me. That's it.
not coming on my tongue. That's come on my tongue. This greedy little cunt. Milking nothing but air.
It's my greedy little cunt. All mine, laid out on the kitchen table for me to devour. Hair wild, lips swollen, thighs wide, utterly fuckable. Oh, watching your pussy pulsate and begging for this cock. Oh, fuck. I don't have a condom. Why would I? I told you it's been a while. I haven't had to buy condoms since... Well, forgive me. I wasn't expecting to be balls deep in my daughter's roommate tonight, now was I? No, absolutely not. I've already done the whole unplanned pregnancy thing, and I'm not gonna... Oh, you have an IUD? Well, that still doesn't prevent the... Yes, I'm all clear too, but maybe, like, on principle, we should, you know... Fuck. You know what? I'm done trying to reason my way out of this with you. Stand up and bend over. There. Reach out in front of you and hold on to the edge of the table. That's it. God. This ass sticking out. Get these fucking panties off. Fuck. You're fucking drenched. Yeah. You like the feel of my cock sliding nice and slick against that needy little slit. Fuck, yeah. So wet. So sensitive after coming for me. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah, you want me to put it in, don't you? I can see you trying to work me in. Is this what you wanted when you came here tonight? Yeah? And tell me how badly you want this cock inside you. Good girl. I love hearing those little pleas. You're so fucking polite. Go on. Say it again. Tell me to fuck you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can call me daddy. God, I'm gonna need to fucking start therapy again after this. Fine. You wanna call me daddy? Then say it. Say, fuck me, daddy. Come on. I can't hear you with your face pressed into the table like that, darling. You want daddy to fuck this sweet little cunt, don't you? Then be a good girl while I hold on to these hips and scream it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you're so fucking wet. So perfect. Fuck. Tell me if it hurts or... Fuck. I can hit so fucking deep at this angle. Oh my God. Ah, yeah. You like when I press up against that sweet little G-spot? Hmm? Yeah, you fucking love it, huh? What's the matter? Your boyfriend never made you feel like this before? Oh, baby. Just wait till I'm done with you. Now, hold on tight. Yeah, there you go. Fuck. You mean so fucking good. Taking me so well. That's my good girl. Fuck yeah. So fucking wet. Oh god, yeah. We're making such a fucking mess, baby. I bet I could spread it up. Right between your ass cheeks. God. You feel how slick that is? I could slide my thumb into this sweet little hole with no effort at all. Yeah? You like that idea? You were so empty when you came here earlier, weren't you? So why don't you let me fill you up everywhere I can? Press my thumb into this asshole. Like that. Fuck yeah. There you go. You like that? Being so fucking full for me. Daddy fills you up so fucking good, doesn't he? That's a good fucking girl. So full. Just feel me everywhere, baby. Stretching you. Yeah, you're doing such a good fucking job for daddy. Taking my cock like this. Such a good fucking girl. I'm almost there, sweetheart. Just hold on tight, okay? Now, I'm gonna pump you full while you come. I wanna feel you sucking it out. I wanna feel you coming undone with my cock and your cunt and my finger in your ass. Yeah, riding it out. Filling you up to bursting. Fuck. I want you to be a good girl and take it. You can do that for daddy, huh? Yeah. I'm gonna count you down, okay? Yeah, that's my good fucking girl. Yeah, are you ready? Five. Four. That's it. God, I can see you fucking twitching. Three. You ready for daddy's cum, baby? Tell me you want it. Tell me you want daddy's fucking cum. Two. Come on. Keep begging for it. I'm almost there, darling. Come on. Come with me. Come with me. One. One. That's it. Fuck yeah. Yeah, come for me. That's a good fucking girl. Come on, daddy's cock. Come with my thumb pumping in this slutty fucking asshole. Yeah, there you go. Oh, fuck yeah. It feels so fucking good. Fuck. Oh, daddy's coming too, baby. Yeah, take daddy's fucking cum. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, clamp down, honey. Ride it out. Yeah, that's it. Fuck. There you go. Pulling up on it with each fucking tremor. Dragging out every fucking last drop of my cum. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh, there's so fucking much. I can see it running down your thighs, baby girl. Fuck. Here, hold on, let me just... Oh my god. Fuck, the side of you bent over my table. Swollen pussy slowly leaking my cum. Oh my god. I'm never gonna be able to eat breakfast here again without getting a fucking boner. straight out of my most perverted dreams. Here, let me help you up. There you go. Here. Why don't we get you cleaned up a bit, okay? I know I said I'd drive you home to talk to Rachel, but I don't think I can take you back in this state. Now can I, huh? You probably shouldn't look so freshly fucked when you two talk. Why don't I run a shower for us? I mean, I've heard the detachable shower head works wonders for cleaning between your legs. And who knows? Maybe this time I could actually get undressed, too. What would you say to that? Thank you. You are so polite. See? I always knew I liked you best. Come on.